We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Genevieve Fisher. Now, you're a Canadian artist. You're 18 years old?
I'm actually just 19. I turned 19 in June.
Okay, well, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So you're 19 years old. You're from London, Ontario, and
yes.
You're kind of a crossover between country, pop, and acoustic?
Yeah, so it's kind of something I've just recently gotten into is the more modern country,
mm-hmm.
But I still do love singing some older country like Patsy Cline and Brenda Lee. So.
Oh, really? Okay. How did you get started in music?
It all kind of started when I was 2 years old. My grandmother had put me in my first singing competition at the Ilderton Fair, which
mm-hmm.
is just outside of London.
Okay.
And it all just started from there. I started singing in competitions, and it wasn't until about 3 years ago that things started to get a little bit more serious for me.
Okay, so you probably don't remember the first few times, so
no.
You have never probably had a problem with stage fright then.
Yeah, so I think starting at such a young age has been really great for me because now performing is like second
mm-hmm.
nature for me, so it's great.
That's wonderful. Was your grandmother into music too?
Not really. I mean, there are a couple people in my family who are musical, but I think they just noticed that I had a little bit of talent in me at that young age, so
mm-hmm.
they thought, why not? Let's try it out.
Now, we've been love to play your songs. We played Keep On and Some Letter You Wrote Me, Sway, and your recent one, This Is Me Leaving?
Yes. Thank
okay.
you so much. You guys have been so, so supportive, so thank you for that.
Oh, it's great music, and we especially love to promote the young independent artist, too, and you're an independent artist, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, you come from Aboriginal and Italian descent?
Yes, I do.
And how does that influence your music? Do you think it influences it? Or?
I do. I mean, my native community is so supportive, and you know, I'm very close with both
mm-hmm.
sides, so I think they really do influence me. I mean, both sides are very, very supportive, so it's
mm-hmm.
great.
That is great. Do you have a strong Native community in London?
Yeah, we do. It's just it's called Chippewa of the Thames First Nation, and it's just right outside of London. It's called Munsee. So,
okay.
It's very close, and I have a very strong community, so it's great.
It's really nice to get a lot of support, too.
Yes, it is. And I don't think without them I would have been able to, get my CD out there. They were very, very helpful. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And your first CD? Your
yes,
debut
it was my
CD?
First album that I recorded in Nashville.
Okay, so you went to Nashville, so that must have been quite the experience, too.
It was. It was probably the best experience I've had so far in my career. Just being there and seeing what they do and how professional they are at the recording studio, and just the musicians that came in and played on my album, they were absolutely amazing. They are very, very talented.
Oh, they must have been. And the name of the album?
It's called Without Borders.
Without Borders. I love that name.
Yeah.
How did you come to pick a name like that?
Actually, it's kind of funny. It was my manager's wife who came up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of has a couple different meanings. Without Borders, kind of showing that the songs on the CD are all kind of different, so there's no kind of theme. It's kind of just, what we kind of wanted to do with it was see what people were going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to pick a couple of different sounding songs and also kind of relating it to my native background because I am Without Borders. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of has a double meaning there.
I love that.
Yeah.
And the songs, how many of our songs are on the album?
There's 6 songs on the album,
okay.
2 of them which were written by me,
mm-hmm.
and the others that were written by Nashville writers.
Okay, and which songs did you write?
Keep On and the song called Try.
Okay, excellent. Okay, I know Keep On, that was quite popular
yeah.
a while ago. Good. Where do you get your inspiration?
A lot of people ask me that, and a lot of people say, oh, like, I would get my inspiration from things that have happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes do that, but I also like to see what other people are going through and also just write about things that people are going to be able to relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And, just something that if a person listens to a song, like, oh, I can totally relate to that. So that's kind of my main goal when I'm writing.
Oh, that's a great goal. Now, if I understand right, you're studying music in university now?
Yes, I am. I'm studying popular music at the University of Western Ontario.
Okay, popular music. So do you think your sound might change into more of a pop sound in the future?
I don't think so, just because the program isn't vocal-based. Mm-hmm. It's just more of the information. So okay. I'll be learning about songwriting. Mm-hmm. I'll be learning about desktop production. And I'll also be learning about history of rock and roll, history of jazz, post-World War II. So it's kind of an interesting program.
Good. Do you have a vocal coach at any time?
I was taking vocal lessons for a while. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't until about 3 years ago that I had kind of stopped.
Mm-hmm.
I think throughout school, elementary and high school, I was in a vocal program. So I was being trained classically for 8 years. So I thought that I had quite a strong background that I was able to maybe do things on my own now.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah, 8 years. I think I should be able to handle that.
I think so. Now, you do a lot for the community, and you sing at a lot of nursing homes, for
yes,
one thing.
Yes, I do.
So that's really nice. You certainly believe in giving back to the community, and I think you do this on a regular basis.
I do, yes. Actually, I just sang at one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm busy doing that this summer, and I've loved doing charity events as well.
Yeah, you've done a lot of charity events. Breast cancer research at children's hospitals. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I kind of got into the children's hospital one because I love doing really anything charity-wise. I think it's great to give back to my community because, you know, they've done so much for me and they support me so much. So, yeah, it's been great. I mean, I've sang at so many different charity events, and you know what? A lot of them have given me some really, really great exposure and have given me other events to sing at. So each one of them, there's always a great outcome. So,
there
yeah.
is. Yeah, I can imagine great exposure and yeah. Word of mouth.
Exactly.
You know, just making people happy, that's wonderful in itself.
Yes, for sure.
Now, events this summer, you're going to be doing one in August, I think, one particular one to do with Aboriginal.
Yes, I'm singing at Six Nations mm-hmm. Reserve, and I believe, I'm just trying to think of what day that is. I believe that is August 27th.
Okay.
And actually, this weekend, this Friday night, I'm singing at Ribfest here, downtown London.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, July 31st, I'm singing at Boot Hill Jamboree, which is in Chatham.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty busy this week, but it's all very worth it.
It is. That's great. So you're doing a lot of singing in Ontario.
Yes.
Do you plan in the future to do maybe touring more?
We have thought about doing that. We'd love to, you know, just even coming and visiting radio stations that have supported me. It would be wonderful to perform as well. And different areas of the country, so we're hoping to do that in a couple of years.
Good. What about plans for another CD?
Yeah, we are. We have some really great plans. In August, a woman by the name of Jennifer Schott, she's a writer from Nashville. She actually co-wrote Some Letter That You Wrote Me.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually coming down here to London to write with me in August. So we're hoping to have some of those songs that we write to be on my next album, which we're hoping to have out by next year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That sounds really exciting.
It is very exciting.
And the last song, This Is Me Leaving, that is, well, they describe it as being more of an up-tempo song from the other songs. So
yes. This Is Me Leaving is kind of a fun, upbeat song. And, I think it's a great song, and it hopefully will do well.
Good. And you have some videos and pictures and different things on your website.
So make sure to visit that.
Okay. Would you like to give the address to our listeners?
Yes. It's www.genevievefisher.ca. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's easy to remember. Now, the album. Where can we buy the album?
The album is for sale on my on my website, so mm-hmm. you can buy it online. Unfortunately, we don't have it in stores,
mm-hmm.
so you can always email us, and we'll always send you one. So, yeah.
Okay, that's great. And iTunes, it's not available there right now.
The whole album is not available on iTunes, but I do have songs that are available there.
Okay, that's great. Good. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go, Genevieve?
I would just like to thank you so, so much for supporting me. I mean, you guys have been one of my biggest supporters playing all of my songs, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. We certainly love the music here, and it's very popular here in the townships.
Good, that's great to hear.
Okay, all the best in the future.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You say you notice something different about me. Can't put your finger on what it might be. Is it my hair? Is it the Christian Dior? Something is missing that was there before. That was me loving you. That was me staying me. Putting up for your misbehaving. I'm up to here with your underachieving. This is me leaving. This is me leaving. Gotta go.